Frank writes here, now, all the people telling someone to get a life, Colin Testis. Did you tell him to get a life, Colin, in the last show?
Probably at some point in my
Probably
history.
Probably at some point. Colin is a bigot.
Excuse me.
Colin is what? Colin is as big a trailer geek as me, says Frank.
A trailer geek? I like it.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate.
TG.
Trailer geek?
Yeah, TG, yep. That's the new acronym for Colin and Frank, trailer geeks.
So Frank says, he continues, but now seriously, on the VAP, you had RJ Dial or Fred Caldwell talking about terms. Not sure which two of the geniuses it was.
Yeah, but who the hell are they?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If Frank hasn't really gone back and researched his argument here, he doesn't know who said it, but he's going to use their quotation?
Hey, Tim.
What's that?
You know you're a trailer geek when you put in Seal Tech leak tester in eBay.
Yeah. When you go searching for one.
Hey, and I got two. Waited eight months for that, fella.
Hey, nobody would have clued in. We were talking about you, Colin. You let that one out of the bag yourself.
Well, Rob, you know, like you're laughing at me, but I was considering bringing that to the birthday bash. And
I'm not laughing.
Backpedaling.
Yeah. Oh.
I had to put on mute because I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah.
That's what they tune in for, man. Don't do that. Okay, so he says, not sure
which... Need a drink.
Frank says, not sure which two geniuses it was, but they gave a clear and concise definition of restoration versus renovation versus customization. I'm very familiar with Bosco's Pacer. His blog is linked to my Anna blog. Bosco is very far from a restoration and not even close to a renovation. Perhaps you should go back and listen to your own show. Just a suggestion.
It's actually Fred that said this. And and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's...
And Rich, I think. Rich Luhr also had it in Airstream Life.
So if it's not a restoration, not even close to a renovation, then it would be a customization, right?
I guess
well,
so,
some
yeah.
people might qualify it as a bastardization.
Yeah. So in any of those cases,
you still got your quack button, Tim.
Yeah. I don't edit anymore. In either of those cases, if it's a customization or that thing Colin said,
a Frankenization,
they wouldn't need the original light, right?
Not as in Frank to the trailers work, but Frankenstein.
Yeah.
But if you look at Bosco's blog, it's pretty slick what he's doing. I would go with customization.
So if it's a customization, why would you need the original light? You might be doing something cool with LEDs or mercury lighting or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And if you look at his graphics, I don't even see lights in there. So you know.
Oh, he's going with complete solar light.
Maybe fluorescent paint or something.
So Frank, you know, on this little note to us, I think you defeated your own argument. He kind of said it's a customization, so he wouldn't need.
I like your logic, Jim.
He wouldn't need. Good. He wouldn't need the light.
I figured if you know the stuff, I got it from my 2-year-old. He's got those stick on the ceiling, glow in the dark stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you cover the inside of your earth with that, why would you need a light at night?
Don't give Frank any ideas now.
So your trailer at nighttime would glow in the dark.
That's true.
Inside.
How would you sleep?
It'd be hard to sleep. Yeah, you have to get something to cover your eyes, I guess.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
They wear off. So, you know, by midnight, it's dark.
Yeah, you're asleep by then anyways, right?
Right.
Let's say if you remember the 60s, you were never there.
Oh...
So
yeah, it would be pretty bizarre, I'm afraid.
Frank, I think you lost your own argument with your email there, but I'm sure you'll call or write and let us know. and I can't wait.
Yeah, I understand his point, and I agree, however.